Dr. Christmas Burke, who's working in a London hospital at the moment. And it's been a big mission for him to come off a day's shift and straight here, so please, let's give a big hand.
Good evening, everybody. My name's Chris McGurk. I'm a junior doctor at one of the hospitals in London. Anne very kindly asked me to just say a few words about the changes that have been proposed to NHS services in North West London, and in particular, the proposal to close 4 of the 9 accident and emergency departments that serve our community. So, these proposals have been put forward, as many of you may know, in a document called Shaping a Healthier Future. There's a few ideas in this document, one of which is moving a shift in the emphasis from care in hospitals to care in the community, but that's a separate issue and I won't really talk about that. There's also the issue of what happens to some of these sites that are getting closed down, like Charing Cross Hospital. Up to half of that site is now going to be sold off to private property developers, which I think is short-sighted and I oppose, but I'm not going to really touch on that either. What I really want to talk about is why we shouldn't close 4 out of 9 North West London AMEs. So, what is the reasoning for closing 4 of our 9 emergency departments? Well, Shaping a Healthier Future says that it's all based on this idea that certain conditions are better treated in big, specialist, centralised units. For example, if you have a stroke, you're better off going to a specialist stroke unit, and I'll come back to that later. Likewise, if you get a heart attack, you're better off actually if the ambulance takes you past your local AME a few more miles down the road to a specialist cardiac centre where cardiologists that are highly trained can use specialist equipment to mechanically reopen the vessels and let blood flow back to your heart. And it has been proven that this is better. You're better off travelling a bit further in the case of heart attacks. But what about lots of other emergencies? You don't have to be a doctor to realise that if you have another emergency, let's say an acute asthma attack, you're probably better off just going to an emergency department that's as close as possible. You don't need an emergency asthma doctor to deal with an asthma attack. You just need lots of nebulizers, some steroids, some magnesium into your veins, and a basic intensive care unit down the corridor in case things go a little bit wrong. Likewise, let's take anaphylactic shock. You don't need a specialist center. You just need somewhere as close as possible for a stab of adrenaline in the veins, some steroids, some fluids, some antihistamines, and an intensive care unit down the corridor in case things go a little bit.